This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kate Daly is going to be taking over middle of the next segment. In fact, I was going to be leaving now and then going on to work on a lot of her projects here that are very important. But then I just got hit by what we knew was coming next, and it's bad. So I'll get to that next segment. Wow. So you're being trained you're evil. You're being trained you're bad. You're being trained you need to die. You're being trained you're post-human. You're being trained that you're obsolete. You're non-essential, and now the UN has all its surrogates out there, from the puppet president to AOC to Beto O'Rourke to Al Gore, saying the world ends in 2030. If we don't cut down trees and bury them, and if we don't just stop using fossil fuels, and if we don't just starve to death, and organic farming's bad too because it uses cow manure, all life is bad, everything's bad, oxygen's bad, carbon dioxide's bad, it's just all evil. Next they'll say water's bad, probably. I mean, oxygen and carbon dioxide are just like water, just as life-giving. And then it has this very subconscious and also overt predatory bit to it. What we archetypally see as a monster, a velociraptor from the horror movies and everything, who runs up on the stage at the UN and speaks like a human and tells you we were extinct, we were killed because of climate change from a meteor, and if you don't do this, you're all dead. But it is the UN that's very reptile-like, that's very psychotic, that's very anti-human, that's very alien, telling us get ready to die and giving us that self-fulfilling prophecy. And then here it is stalking up there on the stage, telling you that it wants to save you, but you've got to give your power to the UN. You've got to give your power to BlackRock and to Klaus Schwab and to Bill Gates and to Fauci, because the viruses are going to come out of the jungle and kill you, because it's getting warmer and that makes the viruses come not out of the labs, but out of the jungle. It's your fault. You're going to die. You're not allowed to have that evil oxygen. You're not allowed to have that evil carbon dioxide. So says the little loving sharp-toothed monster. And then they've got a Kit Kat commercial with a witch, and the little boy wears a dress, and he's cool because he wears it, and another little boy makes fun of him, so she kills the little boy. Have you had your Twix candy? And it's all just, he's giving up his humanity. He's beautiful. He's wonderful. The parents sent the nanny, the witch, to take him on his way and get rid of his manhood, and he'll be sterilized soon. He'll take his mRNA. He's on board with the good guys that wear black and kill the other children. And, you know, his first walk through the park of life, they kill a boy that didn't bow to their new way of life. My boy, we weren't able to kill you in the womb, so now we're going to kill your seed and make sure you don't procreate. But we don't need to just hear from the witch that kills the little boy at the end in the candy commercial. No, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear from the velociraptor at the UN. Here it is.
Yeah. All right, show of hands, how many...
Listen up, people. You're headed for a climate disaster, and yet every year governments spend hundreds of billions of public funds on fossil fuel subsidies. Imagine if we had spent hundreds of billions per year subsidizing giant meteors. That's what you're doing right now. Around the world, people are living in poverty. Don't you think helping them would make more sense than, I don't know, paying for the demise of your entire species? You've got a huge opportunity right now as you rebuild your economies and bounce back from this pandemic. So here's my wild idea. Don't choose extinction. Save your species before it's too late. It's time for you humans to stop making excuses and start making changes. Thank you.
It's now or ever. So they cook it up at the lab, they release it, then they create the deadly vaccine for depopulation, then they say openly, oh, we're going to use this for carbon lockdowns now. We were just training the world to do this and give them a carbon pass with their vaccine pass. It's all official, And they're the ones that did the big lockdown that killed 25 million extra people. Estimates are a billion will die in the next decade if they cut fossil fuels by half in the third world. But they're like, oh, look at these black kids. We need to cut their fuel off to save them. Look at these brown kids. I'm a velociraptor, a predator from millions of years ago, and I'm here to save you. I speak for the UN. Just upside-down world crap. Witches killing kids and Kit Kat ads. Dinosaurs running around trying to save us. Introducing 50%off.com. It's just like it sounds, three words together, 50%off.com. And we have an exclusive deal with them to supply InfoWars Live products at least 50% off. You see, I've known this fellow for 15 years. He's a great marketer. He's got a lot of big shopping carts. And he heard me having a problem being able to buy enough product out in the future so that he helped us actually get more of the product. And that way, when we're sold out at InfoWars, or when we're not doing a sale, he will then have InfoWars Live products at least 50% off. That's why the site's called 50%off.com. They've also got a lot of other great products as well that aren't ours. Survival gear, fitness, electronics, preparedness, and more, all up to 50% off or more. But all InfoWars Live products like DNA Force Plus right now and, of course, Rainforce Ultra are 50% off at 50%off.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, my friends. We knew what was coming next. Australia is the model. And they're announcing not just a digital vaccine passport to carbon tax you and track everywhere you go and tell you when you're allowed to leave your house. They're now announcing it's a permanent lockdown. Unpaid COVID fines will be taken from bank accounts and seized homes in Queensland. And they're talking about tens of thousands of dollar fines for not wearing a mask or leaving your house. If your app says you got 15 minutes to answer the phone when the police call over the digital app to talk to a computer avatar, or you get massive fines. By the rules, the martial law rules that aren't even laws, put in place by these monsters. Thousands of Australians with unpaid fines for breaking COVID rules, which have become a total normal part of society, have their homes seized, bank accounts raided, and license canceled as government chases down $5.2 million they didn't pay the Daily Mail. Well, I tell you, who's not going to have to pay that fine? I tell you, a radio legend dies suddenly after he takes the second COVID shot, and he was so proud of it. Longtime ABC radio birth presenter Russell Wolfe died suddenly in his sleep Monday night. The 7-year-old Australian radio host bragged on Twitter about receiving his second AstraZeneca COVID vaccine on August 19th, and now he's joined so many others. He just had his second jab, he says. I'm double plugger. Very happy about it. Just get the vax, man. Be a hero. Well, you're a hero now, buddy. Student 20 gets blood clots, has legs amputated, suffers stroke, then dies in surgery after second COVID jab. Infowars.com. Go read all about it for yourself. And it goes on and on and on. Save the earth. Take the shot. From the people that say they want to depopulate you. Hell, if people don't get this and say no and send these folks to prison doing this, I guess we kind of deserve it, don't we? But let me tell you who doesn't deserve it. My 4-year-old daughter doesn't deserve it because she doesn't know what's going on, and I will fight with everything I've got to stop it. Unbelievable. Absolutely incredible time to be alive. They are devaluing our currency so fast. We are going into world government right now. I didn't even get to this. I had a whole stack of pedophilia news in the schools and in places like West Virginia and other places. Children, boys dressed as girls at the school, being praised by the school, then twerking and giving lap dances to the teachers. High school allows kids to perform lap dances for teachers. What do you think drag queen story time and all of this is about? What do you think it's about when your daughter gets raped by a boy, by a young man, by a scumbag in a dress? It's all the deviants and the scum and the trash assaulting us and coming after us. And if we don't realize that, and if we don't say no, we deserve what we get. But oh, don't worry. Oh, the FBI will send helicopters to land at the school function in Virginia and have guys literally in black suits talking to their earpieces to intimidate us. You're a joke if you go along with that. This is happening in every layer of our culture. And the globalists know when they have the FBI go out and do that, it's going to discredit them. They want that institution discredited. And they want the police discredited and everything and fathers and institutions because we're under high-tech psychological warfare, behavioral psychologist attack. And the sooner we wake up to that and admit that, we start turning the tide. Evil can't help itself. It always makes its move. It doesn't have the right. It doesn't have the power. It doesn't have a birthright to be our rulers, but they're willing to do this horrible stuff. And until we wake up and say no, they're going to rule us. We've created a vacuum of power letting them do that. So I tell you all, understand, it's like going down to the bottom and skin diving down 50, 60, 100 feet. Deepest I've ever gone is about 70 feet. Well, people go down over 1,000 feet because the deeper you go, the more it pressurizes your lungs and your blood, and suddenly you're down at 70 feet and you feel great, but you got to remember you got to get back to the top. And I couldn't get over 70 feet diving on a shipwreck out in the Caribbean. And I just said, you know, I think I'm going to go back up now. Just because the water was so far up there at the top, sunshine. People go down over 1,000 feet with just their lungs, skin diving. And it's like we're going down, holding our breath. Every day we submit. Every day we put up with them. Every day we just think about compromise. I'll just get through this and go home and watch Netflix. But you're going to end up dead. And you're letting him hurt children and innocents. And God will send you to the phantom zone. You will be cut off from the higher dimensions if you make these satanic choices. That's why the devil sets up a whole world to get you to do it. Because when you screw other people over, especially children, you are screwing over those young, beautiful, new souls that God has incarnated into these bodies. You're so powerful. This is a third dimensional manifestation. The enemy all knows that. They want to cut that off and capture it here. They want us to hurt children so that we'll be cut off. And if that won't work, they'll inject us with garbage that attacks the pineal gland and our entire cardiovascular system and our DNA that is an electrochemical transmitter receiver. We are receiving love from God. We are transmitting worship back. We are God's energy source. You're part of it. We are the third dimension, the jump point towards all other major dimensions, up and down in the multiverse. A 12-dimensional understanding is a primitive understanding, but a basic one because that is part of the structure. It is a multiverse, multi-dimension, endless, unfathomable mind of God. But God's one great act, separate from his complete mastery, is to create new entities that have free will. And yes, the Satanists will say, well, then your God and this creature that made this that we're breaking out of is a Satanist because it let us all do this. Ah! Your God didn't know. God didn't do that. You decided to do that. You decided to take that great gift and flush it down the intergalactic toilet. So InfoWarsStore.com, major support. Black Friday comes early. We've been doing it like 7, 8, 9, I think it's 9 years now. God, time flies. And we're really, really got free shipping, store-wide, double Patriot points, 60% off. We got two great products back in stock, upgraded. We got DNA Force Plus in. We've got Brain Force Plus back in, 50% off, and we have the Ultimate Bone Broth with the chaga mushroom and all the rest of it in there. All right, Kate Daly, going to take over. I appreciate her guest hosting and doing a great job. Every Thursday here, she'll host for 45 minutes. And then the War Room is taking over with Owen Schroyer. And you know it's not melodramatic or anything when I tell you that, you know, InfoWars is fighting hard and we got the enemy attacking us. We really need your prayers. That's most important. So thank you all for that. Kate, tell people what you got coming up and go ahead and take over. And we really appreciate you. Kate Daly.
Absolutely. Hi, Alex. Thank you so much. Good thank to you. Be with you. And there is some good news. We're going to have to share that because otherwise we're all going to want to jump off a friggin' bridge. And it's horrific. It's awful. But you know what? There's good news too. And this is what I love about you and I, about Americans. And guess what? by the way, you can go to katedalyradio.com for more on everything we're going to talk about. But I have two amazing guests coming on. They're going to tell you about the pushback in America right now. They're also going to let you know that never before in American history have we ever seen this much nationwide pushback for liberty. Ever. Ever. Since our country was established, we have never seen anything like this. So we're going to concentrate on the pushback. We're going to tell you exactly what's going on the ground, boots on the ground. And these are the stories you don't hear about. Mainstream's never going to cover this stuff. Why would they? They don't have any reason to. They want to tell you you're defeated. There's no hope. Guess what? There is hope, folks. People are pushing back like crazy. Just remember this. Only about 30% of our nation jumped right in to get that shot. Those are the same people that probably voted for communism, for Biden, for King Fraud-a-Lot and Hormala. But guess what? Only 20% of those people, 20% on top of the 30, actually got suckered into it or told they had to. And about 50% of our nation said, hell no. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about this with two amazing guests. You're going to love this. And you're going to feel inspired by the end of this hour. And I hope you do. And it's a lot of bad news, but guess what? There's some good news, too. KateDalyRadio.com is my website. You can go to that. I start my show right after I do this. So grateful to Alex for this opportunity. And we'll be right back with two amazing guests. Don't miss any of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi there. Welcome back. And I am your guest host, Kate Daly. You can go to katedalyradio.com. Man, you know, there's so many horror stories. Nobody can bring you stories scarier for Halloween than the news. How sad is that? But you know what? We're going to concentrate on some great news. And I have attorney Lee Dundas joining me. She's an amazing, amazing attorney doing fabulous things. And let me just tell you, she's in California. And let me just tell you, I want to introduce her because we want to hear what's going on. And also, there is a nationwide walkout that's about to happen that you need to know about. Attorney Lee Dundas, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on, Kate.
I am so glad you're with me. Tell me everything. Get me up to speed. What is happening in California? So many powerful lawsuits going on that no one's hearing about, and this is why I want to bring this news to the audience.
Well, there's lawsuits going on, and you know, us lawyers are fighting hard and bringing them as fast as you could choke a horse, really, but with the number of lawsuits that need to be brought right now. And sometimes in the red states and the red counties, they're being more successful than others. But really, you know, I got to say, it was a little depressing yesterday when we saw the federal court judge in Texas say no to the Southwest Airlines suit. In my humble opinion, Kate, this is a simple issue. You've got a federal law. It's black letter federal law on the books, Emergency Use Authorization Act. It says, thou shalt not mandate products while they are still in the experimental testing phase. And what you're seeing right now is also, right? You would think it would be a fairly simple statement and fairly easy to apply if you were a court or a judge or anybody else with a brain. But we've got everybody from our arguably, whatever you want to call it, elected leader on down saying, oh, we're going to mandate this and we're going to make our employees take it because, you know, the administration said we had to and we're an employer with more than X number of employees. So we're going to force you to get the jab. And what I am here in the main to talk about today is, yes, we're doing lawsuits. If you want to be a part of them, reach out to me. I can hook you into the suits that are coming down the pike. But really, when the courts have abandoned you, when the legislative branch has abandoned you, when the executive branch is nowhere to be seen, what do the people have? And in our country, the Constitution was very clear. This is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. We are the ones with the power. And what I have been hearing from the backs of the blue-collar workers, you know, this country doesn't run on the backs of you and me. This country runs in the main, exclusively, I would say, for the most part, on the back of the blue-collar boys and girls who make the product and move that product across the country so that when we run out of pens or cat litter or bottled water, we can go to the store and actually find stuff on our shelves. I have been talking to group after group of people at major companies that are in the supply chain that say we are 30, 40, 50, 60, 75% unvaccinated and we are not done with this plan and we are going to call Biden's bluff. We are going to say if you want to play a game of chicken, game on, my friends, because we are the ones who make the product, we move the product, and have fun having Thanksgiving when we're not doing our jobs. So they are striking. It is a strike for freedom from November 8th through the 11th. They say four-day consecutive strike. These guys aren't messing around. This is no one-day, excuse me, a little bitty strike for 5 hours. They're like, if you are going to take our job after we gave you 3 or 4 decades of our lives when we're a year out from our pension and retirement and you're going to bankrupt my family and put, you know, no food on our table for my kids to eat, we're going to bankrupt our employer first and we will bring this economy and this country to its knees before we let this country be sold out or our freedoms. And God bless them for it. I am right there with them.
Absolutely. Tell people a little bit more about this walkout, about this strike. They need to know how to join in because everyone's going to be scrambling.
Absolutely. Well, the beautiful thing about it is everybody who's heard about it can feel in their bones. I mean, literally the hair raises on your arm. This is a game changer. This is a checkmate move, I would venture to say, against the administration and the evil politicians who think they can stay jump and we can say how high. These guys are like, you know what? We're going to bring the country to its knees. And when I explain this to anybody who's anybody on any of the freedom stages I'm on with, from General Flynn to Lynn Wood to Bobby Kennedy to Simone Gold to all of the podcast influencers I'm on with you guys, Alex Jones, InfoWars, you, Kate, to, you know, Bannon, all of these people, you know, Ann Vandersteel, Billings, the whole kit and caboodle of everybody who is listened to by all of us freedom lovers, everybody knows in their bones this is the checkmate move. We're going to jump on board. So we have a flyer that came out. You can see the broad cross-section of people who are supporting us. And I don't know if your viewers know this, but in the last week, we have gone from being worried that BLM and Antifa will show up at our rallies to shockingly marching with them in the street against the vaccine mandates. So you are seeing not just the blue-collar guys, but people of all colors, all faith, Christian, big Christian influencers. I was just on Amanda Grace and Dave Scarlett's show in His Glory. We've got, I think the rabbis are going to be joining us. I wouldn't be shocked if the Muslims, once they get word and the Nation of Islam joins us. I don't know. They haven't yet, but I wouldn't be surprised. Everybody who's anybody is running in this fight. They want all of their viewers to know how to get the word out to the masses. So if your employer is mandating the vaccine, you sit it out. You sit it out. You no-show. You strike for freedom November 8th through November 11th, and you get your butt out of your house and into the rallies. There's going to be rallies popping up everywhere. And you can text the word freedom to the number 53445. Again, that word is freedom, easy enough to remember, to the number 53445, and you can get a copy of the flyer. And I would ask all of the listeners to make a personal promise to God and country and yourself that you're going to get this into the hands of 100 people, because they are shadow banning us. And you know the drill. If you're a talking head like I am, you know, big tech is on you as soon as, like a duck on a June bug, sooner than you can shake a stick at it. But the little guys out in America who don't have 2 million followers, they can post this stuff. They can get it to their friends and family. We need this to go like grease lightning, and it is already.
Absolutely love this. You are on so many different paths with so many different people fighting this. You're on the front lines. People need to hear from you. They need to know people are feeling the same. We have about 70% of this nation that is against all of this, but we never hear these stories. This is why I love what you're doing. This is why people can text that number, 53445, text the word freedom, and guess what, folks? You can be part of this. We have to show up in numbers. That's our strength. And I'm going to share with you today, over the course of the show, people that are fighting in numbers. You're seeing this all the time, Lee.
We're seeing huge, I mean, I speak at these rallies in front of 10,000 people. I'm sure you've been to some of them too. And it's a growing bunch. I mean, wartime makes for strange bedfellows. When BLM and Antifa are now showing up, when we've got folks who were former gangbangers saying, I want to share your stage when you have a rally on Veterans Day against these vaccine mandates, you know how bad this plan is. Everybody can realize this is the...
Pretty soon the Taliban's going to be on board. Everyone's joining in. It wouldn't surprise me to see who's next. This is ridiculous. I mean, this is amazing, too, at the same time. And people are rising up. Just because the media doesn't show it doesn't mean it's not happening across the nation. Lee, what site can they go to for your information? How can they find you?
Well, my website is being overhauled to put the data up there as we speak. Honestly, I've taken less time with that than I should have because I'm so busy talking on shows. But it is, you got it up there. It's leedundas.com, first name, last name, LEIGHDUNDAS.com. Again, the other thing you can do is text 53445. That phone number is 53445. Text the word freedom there. You'll get a copy of the flyer. You know, I can't say enough, when you get the boys who run the big equipment in this country and the supply on board. I was on the ground during the coup in Thailand in 2014, and the coup was happening, and the government was pushing back, and nobody was really winning. You know when the tide changed, Kate? When the farmers got on their earth-moving equipment and their tractors, and they ran a mile deep and a mile wide worth of these big pieces of equipment, and they encircled Bangkok International Airport, and they brought that country to its knees.
There you go. We'll be right back. Leah Dundas, thank you. We'll be right back.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever. And 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever. And it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula. And what it does for your body is simply amazing. Again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this. And what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing. And it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there. So get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here with you. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, and I love being here, and also I love my guests. I have brought on Dr. Duke Pesta. Dr. Duke Pesta from the Dr. Duke Show joins me all the time on the show, every single week on the show on Mondays. And let me just tell you, he's the only conservative professor that I know of that speaks out as much as he does when it comes to issues going on in education. And today we're going to discuss pushback. What are people doing on the ground and homeschooling, going through the roof? There's just so much good news, too, that I want to share with you. Welcome to the show, Dr. Duke Pesta. How are you?
Hi, Kate. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on today.
If you don't know Dr. Duke's show, man, you better get it. It's all over the place. Dr. Duke, all you have to do is Google it. Dr. Duke, tell me what's going on. Push back on the ground. I think there's a lot of people that are not having this, probably the majority of the nation, right?
You know, it is encouraging, despite of all the bad news and this, and despite the problem we have, because the public schools are now a closed system. There's no way to get at them. I mean, most of the teachers are behind this stuff. They support this stuff. Garbage going on. You've got the superintendents, the state education people, all the way up to the White House and the Department of Education. This closed system doesn't really allow parents much room to get inside and make change. But the fact that so many moms and dads are pushing back, and so many moms and dads of color, that's the first thing I want to say. When Common Core came down the road, it was mostly a white grandma-grandpa problem. Those are the ones who turned out. Now, the people protesting this are Asian, Hispanic, Black, because they figured out, Kate, that lowering the educational opportunity for white and Asian kids is not going to help Hispanic and Black kids read. So you're seeing a unprecedented racial diversity fighting this battle.
Oh, absolutely. I love this. We have our own United Nations poster, don't we? They've had theirs up for eons. Well, you know what? People are pushing back, and it's all kinds, because all kinds of people have the same exact problem, and that is the what's going on in the school districts. And, you know, of course, we got told that federal agents have to be at the school board meetings. Absolutely ridiculous. Parents are standing up getting called domestic terrorists. This is absolutely asinine. But guess what? Homeschooling numbers are on the rise, right? Like crazy.
Yeah, it is amazing. We got some statistics here from the U.S. Census Bureau. This is earlier in the year, but in March it was reported that households homeschooling their children rose by a full 11% by September of 2020, more than doubling from just 6 months early. And we go back to our diversity point here. Black households, African-American households, saw the largest jump. Their homeschooling rate rose from 3.3%, one of the lowest, to 16%. That is a staggering number when you think from 6 months, from 3.3% all the way to 16. And that's a big deal. Also, when you look at, see, you mentioned what's going on with the federal government and sending agents, Merrick Garland sending agents into schools to try to label moms domestic terrorists. Well, the school board organization that begged for that help from Washington, D.C., we find out now it's only two of the board who wrote that letter, and that particular school board organization has rescinded their letter. So even that school board organization has rescinded their recommendation that federal agents be sent to local school boards.
Don't you find a lot of smoke and mirrors in this? Like you said, two people are behind the letter. And you know what? Parents are showing up. They're ticked off. They're telling them off. And they're not putting up with this. This is just too far for any parent out there to have to go. When they're masking up kids and telling kids they got to get the shot, and they're going to make it a requirement. But look at the pushback. Look at what they're saying. They're going, you know what? This curriculum isn't okay. We just read you and I just did a headline, talked about a headline that talked about how three-fourths of the nation parents are extremely worried. The headline only said worried. No, in the actual article it was, they are extremely worried. You've never seen this before, have you?
No, you haven't. But then again, you also haven't had the idiocracy of leftists who are speaking out. I mean, you got Terry McAuliffe in one of the most watched governor's race in Virginia coming out and saying now that moms and dads have no say over what the curriculum is for their kids. None. Zero. Zip. They should shut up and do what they are told to do. That's not helping the cause of the progressive left. You had Barack Obama campaigning in Virginia for McAuliffe, and he blamed this all on Donald Trump and called it a right-wing delusion. Well, you know, I mean, come on. When you've got three out of four American parents, that includes a lot of Democrat parents. And you've got to believe, you're going to believe lying Barack Obama, or you're going to believe your own eyes when you look at these school board protests.
Right. Are you going to believe King Fraudulot and Hormala? Or are you going to understand that, of course, they got this fraudulently? Of course, we're looking at smoke and mirrors. Everything Fraudulot does is on a movie set. He's got more movie sets than Paramount. And we're looking at a situation where we were just talking about the trans community. It's 1%. I mean, this is getting ridiculous that they are getting the voice in all of this. How are they getting the voice in all of this? And so we have to look beyond the smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, white liberals are, there's such, these trans activists are so few, but they are, their voices are magnified by cowardly Democrat and progressives who share their ideology and want to undercut Christianity. So to give you one quick example, we have it, Loudoun School District in Virginia has been the epicenter of all of this out of control liberalism. And we have to understand what happened there, right? For months and months and months, they've been denying that there's any rapes, any violence, any sexual assault whatsoever in Loudoun School District. Turns out that now we know there was. We know a young man, probably I think a 14-year-old, who likes wearing skirts, Kate. He does not identify as transgender, but I guess that's all it takes now. You put a skirt on instead of pants. Easier access to the junk, I suppose, right? And that they allowed him, on the basis of that, they allowed this kid into the bathroom where he raped a girl. And when they found out about it, rather than report this, because that would look badly, reflect badly on transgenders, they sent him to another school where he raped another girl. So this didn't come out. And while all this was happening, the father of that raped girl was dragged away in handcuffs from a school board meeting. And now we know that the whole board, the school board, every one of them knew that these rapes had occurred right as they were passing legislation for their school that transgender bathroom policies would allow boys into girls' bathrooms. So all of this was done, calculated by the left. They are much more interested in protecting the brand of LGBTQ than they are actually the physical safety of young girls who have been raped in their schools. You can't hide this. You can't lie about this. And there are going to be a lot of Democrats who aren't going to like this either, let alone Republicans.
And right now we have a lot of truthful media. We have the Dr. Duke show. We have my show. We have Alex Jones. We have all these people that are exposing the truth. You know what's important is that we're hearing about this all the time, too. And let's not forget, the media only represents that real small 20% of the nation. So you're going to think that everything, all of this, the junk that they report on is going to be happening everywhere. And it's simply not true, because your show is filled with people that are pushing back, that are saying no. Parents aren't having it. They're ripping their kids out of school. We are developing an underground overground. I mean, honestly, private industries are starting to crop up. Homeschooling, like we've never seen it. You have a homeschool that is nationwide, that's accredited. People can jump on their computer. Kids can. And this is huge, what people are doing and what they're inventing and what we're doing with society. We're just getting away from all the systematic crap. I love this.
Yeah, I would urge your listeners to check out the Dr. Duke Show. It's absolutely free podcast. Get it anywhere you get podcasts. And 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, we do a half an hour on these stories. If education matters to you, and it should, because what's happening in our schools is going to happen in our government in just one generation if you're not careful. So check out that show. We keep you very up to date. I want to give you one more example of fighting back. Our usually do-nothing Senate. The Senate of the United States, I urge you to take a look at how Ted Cruz grills Merrick Garland about his behavior with the school boards. And then Josh Hawley did it, too. This was some grade-A senatorial trolling. Merrick Garland looks like a completely withered-up, dried-up raisin of a man. And he just sits there and quivers while Cruz just eviscerates him for his callousness and his childishness. That's, you want to get excited about something? Take a look at Cruz eviscerate Merrick Garland.
Yeah. These soulless lunatics are insane. And you know what? People are realizing it's coming to the forefront. Dr. Duke Pesta, check out the Dr. Duke Show. He's amazing. Comes on my show every Monday. You'll love him. And I'll be right back. I want to show you example after example after example of pushback. You're going to love this.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Kate Daly. Great to be here with you. Let's talk about some good news, shall we? I've got plenty of it. Trust me. All right. So, you know, I love the phrase, you know, a lie can circulate 1,000 times before truth even gets its boots on. That's exactly what's happened in America over the last 20 months. But guess what, folks? People are fighting back. There is a groundswell of the majority of the nation that never gets talked about in the media because the media are lying scumbags. They're total whores. What can I say? I mean, I can't even believe the stuff they post. But here's the deal. They're sellouts, but the American people are speaking back, right? They're talking back. So 30% of our nation dove in headfirst for the shot. Pony me up. Give me the shot. I want to be Frankenstein. It's fine. Whatever. You want to be genetically changed? Go for it. Only 30% of the nation did that. Then about 20% of the nation was really talked into it and or pressured by their kids. Can you imagine telling that, you know, you can't see the grandkids if you don't get the shot? So a lot of people were talked into it. And then about 50% of the nation said no. So when they come out and the CDC director says 64 million people haven't been vaccinated, they're not concerned over 64 million people. I think the fact is only 64 million people did get vaccinated, and that's their problem. People were not jumping in. So I think they absolutely lied about the headlines. Now, the other thing is we should all be Southwestern. No matter where that goes, we should all have that mindset. It should become a verb, for Pete's sakes, Southwestern. And let me just tell you, all the people that are fighting back and how they're doing it. The fire department, you got to check this out. I have a clip of the New York Fire Department that are fighting back. Here you go.
City workers have staged loud protests over the mayor's decree, like this one earlier this week across the Brooklyn Bridge. Now the firefighters union is calling for thousands to turn out tomorrow for a rally at Gracie Mansion.
This city is going to look very different on November 1st. You're going to see dozens and dozens of firehouses close. You're going to see response times climb. It is inevitable. Lives are going to be lost.
Absolutely. I love this, don't you? Look at, okay, I also want to tell you about this. The fire department in L.A., okay, their dates got pushed back again. That's winning. That is winning. Their dates were pushed back for getting fired for not getting the mandate. They have over 1,200 firefighters and paramedics that have signed on to that. And they're not, the state is not winning on forcing that mandate. Also, LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department, caved. Then you have Chicago. Chicago's amazing because, look at, Morning Breath tries to come out and tell everybody, oh, hey, you know, you're going to get this shot. And a third of them are saying, absolutely no, we're not getting this shot. And so there is a lot of pushback. Homeschooling is going through the roof. Underground networks are popping up. Now doctors and nurses that are forced to get this mandate that are saying, hey, we have a mandate date, which, by the way, keeps getting pushed back because they know they don't have any way to solidify this or really, really take people to task. Get fired, by the way, because then you have a lawsuit. Hospitals, people are leaving the hospitals unvaccinated, and they're saying, you know what? We're going to develop our own clinics for unvaccinated workers and unvaccinated patients. You are going to get care, and we're going to have money to back us up. And so those with the cash, those with the money, are saying, how can we help our country get away from the systems that have all been infiltrated and start realizing that we can actually develop other systems that are not tied into the government? In every area, homeschooling and medical people. I know some medical people that are walking away and starting their own clinic. This is what they're doing, and it is amazing. Also, we have lawsuits. October was the month for lawsuits called Sue Your Government. So I'll talk about that in just a moment, too. And I also want to tell you a little bit about the manipulation and lies that the CDC has had to have done in order to keep selling the lies. I mean, it's really pathetic at this point. We have whistleblowers up the wazoo. We have whistleblowers that are coming out and saying our hospital only designated 15% of the beds to COVID, so that way they can consistently say the COVID beds are full and that we're full of COVID in our hospital. What a manipulation. I love these whistleblower nurses that are saying this out of Texas. And then also, they had to screw with how they tested everybody to dial it up 40 times. Like, take a typeset A, dial in 40 times, and what do you have? You have a blob of black ink. It can be any letter, right? That's how I describe the testing. So they're able to test you fraudulently, and we all know this. The other thing is, to drive the numbers up, the other thing they're having to do, too, is back in July, they actually, CDC had to come out and say no longer are we going to report breakthrough cases of COVID-19. A breakthrough case is a new medical term for twice vaccinated individuals who still test positive for COVID-19 so that they're not on record. Also, you get the first shot, you're not vaccinated. If you get the second shot, you have to wait 14 days before they classify you vaccinated. So when you go in the hospital, remember, you are considered not vaccinated if you have an adverse reaction. If you have an adverse reaction or death, they will not count you in the vaccinated column. And this is how they're screwing with the numbers. The other thing is the Let's Go Brandon. It's on T-shirts. It's flying off the shelf. This is amazing to watch this happen. I love this. And then also when they said, well, Missouri Governor Mike Parson was pushing back. The problem with pushback is they'll always try to concede that these things have power. There is no power. There is nothing written by the Biden administration, and now they're calling them orders. But there is pushback from the Alabama governor, from the Missouri governor. You're going to see all kinds of pushback. Even the FDA had to issue warnings about Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer and Moderna. They had to issue warnings about this shot, or they get all their credibility taken away if they had a smidgen of it to begin with. I think the FDA is ridiculous. I don't give them any power at all. They give themselves power. But at the same time, they still had to issue warnings. And you know, the pharma didn't love that. Also, Mike Lee produced the Natural Immunity is Real Act. Can you imagine? But we have to have this on record, right? Because for some reason, natural immunity doesn't mean anything anymore after all these years. We also have Biden sued by the Air Force officers who compare the vaccine rule to a death sentence. We have the Pentagon facing class action lawsuits over vaccine mandates on military, federal employees and contractors. We have the Harvard study finding that COVID-19 surged most among vaxxed communities. This is Harvard coming out, little bought and sold Harvard. And then also, of course, Chicago. Pushing the vaccine mandate to the end of the year. Because why? Because a third are refusing to comply. I actually think it's more than that from what I hear on Boots on the Ground. But what a tremendous thing that is, right? Alabama Governor Kay Ivey saying, you know, directs agencies to resist. Of course, we have Florida resisting. Of course, we have so many states coming to the forefront to resist. And I think this is really, really important for everyone to understand how much pushback is going on when the Pentagon is facing lawsuits from about every single entity under the sun. When you have all of these people saying no, when you have Sweden suspending the Moderna shot indefinitely after vaxxed patients are developing all of these critical adverse reactions. And then when they also went after and said, hey, do you have any vax testimonies? They did not realize how they would be flooded. Back in September, they had over 244,000 people telling their stories online of multiple persons and their family with adverse reactions, but they're not getting counted. Do you know why? Because of the counting, the counting that they changed to 14 days after. When have they ever done that in history? They never have done that. When have they ever had boosters for vaccines? Well, shots, it's not a vaccine, a shot that comes out. Never. So many things. And you know what? With all these dates being pushed back and all the lawsuits, you have to understand, and all the vax testimonies that are coming out, and VAERS up over 18,000 deaths. That's only 1%, ladies and gentlemen, of all the deaths that have taken place in America, because it's very hard to report a death to VAERS and have them accepted. So 18,000 deaths. Did you know they shut down the swine flu shot for 50 deaths? We're at 18,000, millions of adverse reactions, 5 million adverse reactions. All of this is in evidence. All of this is out there. You can find all of it. I have a stack this high of things that I report on daily and put up the evidence. The media doesn't, the government doesn't, and people are starting to see through the lies, and liberals are starting to see through the lies. Liberals are leaving the party left and right. I never thought that would happen. People are waking up. You are not alone. People feel the same way you do. How do you think the Let's Go Brandon chant is going around viral everywhere? Because people understand it's resonating with the majority of America, and we scare them. That's the problem. We scare them. And so you're not going to hear that the dates are pushed back indefinitely. You're not going to hear about all the lawsuits continuously because the media lies. They're a bunch of whorebags. So we have to understand that pushback is key. Getting together and developing underground, above ground new systems is key. It is key, ladies and gentlemen. We have got to keep fighting this in droves. They can't ignore us. Go to katedalyradio.com for more. I will list all those articles, all everything. Just go to katedalyradio.com. I'll be talking to a farmer today about the food supply. I'm Kate Daly, Kate Daly Show. Thanks, you guys.
Now,
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.